USA News, I'm Jerry Barmesh. A major sewage spill closed many Los Angeles beaches on this Earth Day. This Long Beach resident is not happy about the situation.
I'm just questioning, where's our tax dollars going? Beaches are dirty, water's polluted. It's been like that for a while, so it's disappointing.
An estimated 250,000 gallons of sewage spilled into the Los Angeles River on Thursday due to an equipment malfunction. Sanitation crews are working to clean up the mess. If you're wondering how to properly dispose of expired or unused prescription drugs, here's the answer.
Today is National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day. The purpose of it is to give you a safe, convenient, and responsible means of disposing of prescription drugs so that you're not putting them into the water supply or the landfills. It's also to educate the general public about the potential abuse of medications. You can hit up Google for a location near you, and they will take any kind of drug, no questions asked. I'm Corey Myers.
The U.S. Embassy is warning American citizens in Sudan to shelter in place until further notice. Sudan's military says it has agreed to help evacuate citizens from other countries, including the United States, as fighting rages between rival groups in the capital city of Khartoum. Thousands of Americans are believed to be in the Sudan, and one U.S. citizen is among at least 400 people killed so far. The Texas Senate is passing a bill that would require the Ten Commandments to be displayed in school classrooms. The bill would force every public elementary and secondary school to, quote, display in a conspicuous place in each classroom of the school a durable poster of the Ten Commandments from the Christian Bible. Opponents of the bill say the law directly contradicts the separation of church and state. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Biden administration is finalizing a proposal forcing fossil fuel power plants to drastically cut emissions, the New York Times reports. Plants would have to cut or capture the majority of carbon dioxide emissions by 2040. People in central Indiana are buzzing after a likely meteor lit up the night sky with a bright flash and a loud boom. Homeowners from Kokomo to Greenwood reported hearing an explosion along with a loud shaking on Friday evening. No damage was reported, but pilots as far away as Kentucky reported seeing a fireball streaking across the sky. Changes are ahead at Whole Foods.
The neighborhood markets owned by Amazon plan to make changes to simplify operations over the next 2 months, according to an employee memo. With the restructuring, several hundred workers are set to lose their jobs. The grocery chain says it will not close any stores. Amazon bought Whole Foods in 2017 for $13.7 billion as part of its plan to expand its grocery business. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Music lovers across the country are celebrating Record Store Day on Saturday. The annual event uses hundreds of exclusive releases to draw shoppers to independent record stores. This year's Record Store Day releases are headlined by the likes of Taylor Swift, Pearl Jam, and U2. The Super Mario Brothers movie is on pace for its third straight weekend win at the box office. The video game adaptation scored $14 million on Friday and was expected to top $400 million domestically on Saturday, Variety reported. I'm Jerry Barmesh, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.